October 29, 1903, when the soul has the character of the purpose of creation impressed within herself, Jesus repays her with part of the celestial happiness. This morning my adorable Jesus made himself seen in my interior as if he had incarnated himself in my very person. And looking at me, he said, "My daughter, when I see the character of the purpose of creation impressed in the soul, feeling satisfied with her because I see so well accomplished the work created by me, I feel a duty, or rather, not a duty," he immediately added, "because in me there are no duties, but my duty is a more intense love to repay her, advancing for her part of the celestial happiness, that is, manifesting to her intellect the knowledge of the divinity, attracting her with the food of eternal truths, amusing her sight with my beauty, making the sweetness of my voice resound to her hearing, to her mouth, my kisses, to her heart, my embraces and all my tendernesses. And this corresponds to the purpose for which I created her, which is, to know me, to love me, to serve me." And he disappeared. So, finding myself outside of myself, I saw the confessor and I told him what blessed Jesus had told me. I asked him whether it was according to the truth, and he said to me, "Yes." Not only this, but he added that the divine speaking could be recognized well, because when God speaks and the soul relates it, one who listens not only sees the truths of the words, but feels a movement in his interior, which only the divine spirit possesses. October 30, 1903 Teachings about Peace. This morning, since my adorable Jesus was not coming, I was thinking in my interior, who knows whether it is true that it was our Lord who was coming, or rather, it was the enemy to deceive me. How could Jesus Christ leave me in such an ugly way, without pity? Now, while I was thinking of this, he made himself seen for a few instants, and raising his right hand, pressing his thumb on my mouth, told me, "Be quiet, be quiet. And besides, would it be nice if someone who has seen the sun, only because he does not see it, says that what he had seen was not sun? Would it not be more true and reasonable if he said that the sun has hidden?" And he disappeared. I could not see him, but I felt that with his hands he was retouching me all over, and rubbing my mouth, my mind, etc. And he made me all shining. Since I could not see him, my mind continued to raise doubts, and he, making himself seen again, added, "You still don't want to stop it. You want to make my work in you disappear, because by doubting, you are not at peace, and since I am the fount of peace, as the one who guides you does not see you at peace, you will cause him to doubt that it is not the King of Peace who dwells in you. Ah, you do not want to be attentive. It is true that I myself do everything in the soul, in such a way that without me she would do nothing, but it is also true that I always leave a thread of will to the soul, so that she too may be able to say, 'I do everything of my own will.' So, by being restless, you break this thread of union with me, and you bind my arms, in such a way that I am unable to operate in you, waiting for you to put yourself at peace again in order to take the thread of your will again and continue my work."